You've said before how much you love visiting St. Vincent College. First of all, will we see you this summer? Second of all, what's so special about it?
The first time I ever was at Steelers camp was in 1984, my first year covering the NFL. I was working in Cincinnati. And, at the time, they gave me 2 days away from the Bengals in training camp, and they had me drive up to La Trobe. And since then, we have seen the movie Field of Dreams. And I thought so much just walking onto the campus that day that this must be the way that teams have trained forever. You know, at a small college, about an hour out of town. And that year, I'll never forget, I interviewed Mike Webster and Jack Lambert in their dorm rooms between practices. And that night, before I left, I had a toddy with Myron Cope in the media room. I just said, man, what a life this is. Give me some more of this. But I really liked just the environment and going there over the years. You know, every year, you know, one of my favorite memories every year, really, one of my favorite things to do, one of my favorite day and a half every year on my training camp tour is going to La Trobe. I think that the Steelers make tradition really, really work for them well. And, you know, I know that that over the years, a lot of people have said, hey, look, you know, we don't really see the need to go away. We're not big into the whole bonding thing. We're fine just staying at home in our own facility, and we'll put the players in a hotel and we'll do it that way. But I think there's something different when you add in sort of the fan element. I think that team after team after team that I see in training camp working at their home facility, one of the things that they do is they shield themselves from the people who love them the most. Whereas the Steelers, I mean, last year, the day I was there, Ben Roethlisberger signed for about 35 minutes. Long term, you are best served by putting your best foot forward with your fans, the people who are going to drive out there and spend a day. Those are the people who love your team. You need to love them back. And I just don't think enough teams in the league do it the way the Steelers do it, which is the right way.
One of the things that Bill Cowher instituted when he was hired in 1992 has come to be known as Friday Night Lights. Get on the school buses, go to La Trobe, downtown La Trobe, La Trobe Memorial Stadium, and have a practice there. The admission is a donation to the County United Way. Have you seen that anywhere else? I mean, I've never really even heard of that. A night that ends with fireworks, and I mean, it's...
No, I have not seen, and you know, and I feel terrible. I have not been there for one of those Friday night practices, and I really, I know this year it's August 5th. You told me that before we started, Bob, and I really hope this year that I can work that into the schedule. I mean, one of the things that does is it just reinforces what the Rooney family is trying to do with this franchise, which is we are going to touch the fans for as long as we live. And, you know, I just think it's a great thing. And, you know, the one other thing just about that particular tradition, you know, I know that it's easy for teams to, you know, sort of kind of blow off traditions. But I honestly think it's one of the things that late in the fourth quarter of a game, you know, the people who are waving the towels in that stadium and the people who are screaming, they're just going to remember how much this means to them, how important it is. And the reason, one of the big reasons why it means a lot and why it's important to them is because the Steelers have shown that you, meaning the fans, are important to us. And so I just think it works both ways. And I think it's a great tradition.